Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Tes. We left off on Daf Tzadi Chazan Beis, two lines from the end of the page at Rava Omar. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishmas' mother called about Simcha Alea Shalom, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah, and we thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi Shir. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is we were in the middle of discussing this cryptic line in the Brisa of Zehu Heter Habam Michlal Isser, that there's something about Zroa B'Sheila that is a unique heter that doesn't apply elsewhere, that otherwise should have been Usser. So we're trying to figure out, if that's not about Bittul B'Shishim or Bittul B'Meya, what is that about? Meaning we tried to use Zroa B'Sheila as the prototype, the example, the paradigm of Bittul B'Shishim or Bittul B'Meya. But wait, if Zroa B'Sheila has some sort of exception, then it has some sort of heter that doesn't apply to anywhere else, maybe that's what the heter is, and we cannot learn it to Kala Torah Kula. So the Gemara is going to have three possibilities of what else might be the heter Abba Michlal Isser, what else might be the special exception that Zroa B'Sheila has a heter that we don't normally have in Kala Torah Kula. Yesterday we went through one of them, and that is that Min Bimino normally is Eino Batel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but by Zroa B'Sheila it is Batel. And today we're going to go through two other potential explanations of what exactly the special heter is by Zroa B'Sheila. Then the Gemara is going to question the very premise of the concept of Bittul B'Meya. We had a machlokas whether Bittul happens B'Shishim or B'Meya. So we're going to see, is that really true that there is such a concept called Bittul B'Meya? And the Gemara is going to discuss that for a while, and then the Gemara is going to discuss the concept of Ein Begidin B'No Sein Tam. Is a Gid Anosha something that is necessarily No Sein Tam when you cook it with other things, or do we assume that that a Gid has no flavor at all, and therefore it doesn't asser anything that you cook it with, because it has no flavor to impart to anything else? And then at the very end of the Daf, we'll see if we get there, the Gemara is going to discuss why we need to remove the Gid from a Taroves, meaning we said in the Mishnah that you have a gid anasha that gets cooked with a bunch of other stuff. So remove the gid, and then you can figure out what the shiurim are. Why do you have to remove the gid? Shouldn't it be batel barov? Meaning, if you can't, obviously, if you can identify it, you have to remove it. But if you can't identify it, say, oh, now the whole tarovus is usser. Why is the whole tarovus usser? If you can't remove it, it should be batel barov. You have three hamburgers. One of them is not kosher. Two of them are kosher. It's batel barov. Why don't we say the same thing about a gid anasha? So let's begin two lines from the end of the page. Andaf Tzadi Ches Amid Beis Rava Amar. So again, we're trying to figure out what is the Zehu Heter Abba Michlal Isser, what is the special heter that we have by Zroa B'Sheila of the El Anazir that we don't have elsewhere. So Rava Amar Lo Nitzrucha El Tam Ki Iker. When an Isser gives Tam in something that's heter, so we view that tam as if it's the actual Isser, even though the Isser itself is no longer in the Taroves. Dibakachim Asser, when it comes to Dinim of Kachim, the Dvar Heter is Mekabel, the tam from the Isser, and therefore becomes Asser. So it would have made sense that by the Zroa B'Sheila, the din should be the same, that the entire aisle should become Asser for a non-Kohen to eat, because the Zroa B'Sheila, which belongs to a Kohen, gave tam into the whole rest of the aisle. So that's what it should have been. But what's the heter about Michlal Isser? That even though normally Tam Ke'ikr and the Tam of the Zroa B'Sheila should have assered the whole rest of the aisle, it doesn't. The Tan is telling us that the rest of the aisle may be eaten by non-Kohanim, even though it has Tam from the Zroa, which is only Mutter to Kohanim. But we don't learn from here to other Kachim. This is an exception that we have when it comes to Zroa B'Sheila. When it comes to Chulin, there is no, the Gemara is assuming, the way Rashi explains, there is no Tam Ki Iker Min HaTorah, and therefore we can learn the din of Chulin from Zroa B'Sheila, that the Tam should be bottled, B'Shishim or B'Meya. So when it comes to Kachim, normally the way Rashi learns our sugya, when it comes to Kachim, normally you're not going to say Bittul B'Shishim or B'Meya. As long as there's a Tam Kolduhu, any sort of Tam, any sort of flavor that goes into the rest of it, it becomes Asr, because that's the concept of Tam Ki'ikr as it applies to Kachim. But this is not the standard Tam Ki'ikr. Standard Tam Ki'ikr is it's a strong flavor. You can really detect it. Over here we're saying, no, there's Shishim, there's Meya, but but there's a tam kol dehu. There's a little bit of something. There's a little bit of tam. And normally by kachim, that's enough to asur the whole thing. But it's not going to asur by zroa b'sheila. When it comes to chulin, then chulin may have the same din like zroa b'sheila, that there's no tam kol dehu that's going to asur, and it's going to be batel b'shishim or b'meya, like we said. So the Ramban writes that the concept of tam ki'ikr is that you don't have the gufa isser that's actually mixed in with the hatter. You only have the flavor of the isser. For example, you have grapes that were soaking in water, and it gave tam of yayin into the water. So that water is usher for a nazir to drink, even though you removed all the grapes. Grapes aren't there anymore. A nazir is only not allowed to have grape products. Water's not a grape product, it's water. But since it's been flavored by the grapes, so therefore it's going to be usher for a nazir to drink, even though there's no actual gufo shel isser. There's no guf of the yayin at all, because nothing is, the volume of the grapes is the same that it was before. The volume of the water is the same that it was before. All it has is flavor. Or even if there is a little of the yayin in the water, but it's so tiny that it's unrecognizable, that would be the concept of tam ki ikr. So the Ramban just adds that even though that water would be usher to a nazir to drink min ha-Torah, but as far as the chiv malkus, he'd only be chayv malkus if he tastes enough of it, if it's enough tam in it that a revius yayin would have given that tam to the water, that had it not been soaked and just mixed in a revius of yayin, that a revius of yayin would have given that tam into the water, and you drink enough bishir revius that would equal that whole revius. Meaning the way the Ramban understands is that the din of tam ki ikr does not actually turn the heter into iser. It's just mechadesh that a tarovis of tam from the iser is considered like a tarovis of the iser itself, and therefore we view the water as if it has yayin in it. But you don't get malkus unless you drink a revius of the tam of the yayin within the shear of kadesh tias revius. The Rush disagrees. The Rush writes upirish rabbeinu tam the tam kiker min b'sheinu mina d'oraisa the kivan shenasa the iser tam beheter nepach kulo lios iser v'lokan love b'kazayis kilu av a kulo iser. The Rush says no, tam kiker means that the whole thing is now turned to iser, and if you have a revius of this water, you don't need a revius of what would have been had it been mixed with actual revius of yai, and then you drink, you would have you consumed enough water that you would have consumed the full revius of the yai. No, a revius of the water is enough to earn one malkus. So it's entirely napach, it entirely turns. But anyway, so our gemara, just to backtrack, what were we talking about over here? The gemara wanted to know what is the special exception of zroa b'sheila, where we say zroa b'sheila is a heter that you don't normally have. It's a unique halacha by zroa b'sheila. So what Rav is suggesting is that whereas normally by kachim even a tam kolduhu would asur the whole thing, by zroa b'sheila a tam kolduhu, a little mashu of tam, will not asur. Whereas by chulin the chulin may have the same exact din as zroa b'sheila, that a tam kolduhu doesn't asur, but you need shishim, you need mea. Once you have shishim or mea, whatever as the case may be, it's going to be batel. So frankly, the Gemara, wait, v'ligmar minei. Why am I assuming that zroa b'sheila is an exception to the normal dinam of kachim? Why don't I assume that zroa b'sheila is the paradigm from which we should learn all of kachim? Instead of saying that by zroa b'sheila tam kolduhu does not aser, oh, but by the rest of kachim tam kolduhu does aser, why not say that if by zroa b'sheila tam kolduhu doesn't aser, that reveals to me that by shara kachim tam kolduhu also does not Aser. So we shall learn by Nosar, by Pigel, that even if it is Nosar in a Tam Koldu, it should be Batal B'Shishim or B'Meya. We should not say a Tam Koldu Asers. So it says, no, because we know elsewhere in the world of Kachim, that a Tam Kaldu does Aser. Gali Rachmanu Gabe Chatos, because the Torah tells us when it comes to a Karban Chatos that gives Tam into something else, Kol Asher Yiga Bivsara Yikdash, that anything that any other food or Karban that touches it, and touching over here doesn't mean touching, it means absorbs from it, absorbs Tam from it, becomes Lios Kamoha. It takes on all the Chumras of a Karban Chatos. Shim Psula, so for example, if this Karban Chatos that now has given a little bit of time into something else were a pasula karban chatos, ti pasel, the thing that it was no same time into, likewise becomes pasul. V'im kshera, and if this karban chatos were a kashra karban chatos, and now it gives a little bit of time into something, teochel kachamer shaba, whatever it touched, whatever it gave time into, is now going to have all the restrictions of a karban chatos. So let's say you had a karban chatos that gave a little bit of time into a shlamim, tam kolduhu into a shlamim, that shlamim can now only be eaten liyom, v'layla, zichre Kuhuna inside the klayim, meaning it has to be eaten like kachim kachim, not like kachim kalim. So it would take on all the chumras of a karban chatos. So you see that when it comes to the world of kachim, when one thing gives tam into another, we do say that it's like the isser itself. We do apply tam ki'ikr, and therefore we do not derive a shar kachim from zroa b'sheila. We derive it from chatos. So zroa b'sheila is the outlier. Zroa b'sheila is the exception. Only by zroa b'sheila do we say, yeah, shishim, meya, that's enough to be mevatalit. That a tam koldu is not going to aser. But outside of zroa b'sheila and the rest of kachim, then a tam koldu will aser. Says the Gemara, but wait a second. Essentially what you've proven to me is that we have two different parshios in the world of kachim. One that indicates a tam koldu asers, and one that indicates Tam Koldu does not aser. Right? By Chatas, it indicates Kol Asher Yiga that it does aser. Zroa B'Sheila indicates that it doesn't aser. How do you know which one's the rule, which one's the exception? Right? There's no Kosov HaShlishi HaMachriya B'Neim. So how do you know which one is the rule and which one is the exception? Why are we assuming that for all Kachim, yeah, we learned that from Chatas, but Zroa B'Sheila is the exception. Zroa B'Sheila has this crazy kula where you could just rely on Bittul B'Shishim or Bittul B'Meya. So my Chazas to Gabriel Mehech, Ligmer Meha. Why do you learn the din of the rest of Kachim from a Karban Chatos to say that a Tam Koldu is going to Aser and it does not become Batel in Shishim or in Meya? Why don't you learn it from Zroa B'Sheila that it does become Batel in Shishim or Meya? Tosso says, well, why would we assume that? Why would we learn from the more from the more Kal one and not from the more Chamer one? Don't we, meaning there are rules to govern these kinds of things, that whenever you have the possibility to learn from A or learn from B, that you can learn from one place lahakel, another place lahachmir, lechumra makshinan, lekula lo makshinan. We always go in the more chumra direction. So it's mustaver that we're going to learn from chatos and we're not going to learn from zroa b'sheila. Chatos is the chumra, zroa b'sheila is the kula. So why is the Gemara bothered by this? Why is it that we're learning from? Of course we're going to learn from chatos. That's the chumra. So he says no, because there's no hechrich to learn from chatos the din of tam ki'ikr, because we could learn from chatos a different din. You could learn heter mitzarif l'iser from chatos. So since there is what to learn from chatos, so why would we learn a second thing from chatos instead of learning what the rule of tam is from zroa b'sheila? The Ritva suggests a different answer, that the Gemara is saying that we could learn from chatos or from zroa b'sheila, and there's no stira between, and we can learn from both of them, and it wouldn't be a stira, that from chatos we should learn the din of tam ki'ikr. That's when yet an iser is mixed with two of heter. From zroa b'sheila, we should learn that if it's b'shishim or b'meya, then we don't follow the tam of the iser. Meaning by chatos, it never said that it's not batal b'shishim or that it's not batal b'meya. It just said that tam has an impact. Maybe tam has an impact in high concentration, but from zroa b'sheila, we learn that when it's a very low concentration of tam, then it doesn't have an impact. Why are we assuming that this concept concept of Tam Kol Dehu exists in Shar Kodshim, and it's only by Zerah B'Sheila where this Mashahu of Tam is not going to be a problem. Maybe, like we all would have probably thought, a Mashahu of Tam doesn't cause any problems anywhere. And Zerah B'Sheila is a great paradigm, that there's Shishim or Me'ah, there's Bittel, and therefore the Tam Kol Dehu doesn't do anything. Chatas doesn't tell me otherwise, says the Ritva. Chatas just tells me that Tam matters. Yeah, Tam matters. Maybe it's high concentration of Tam. So that's the Gemara's Kasha, the Ritva says. Why are you learning from Chatas and not learning from Zerah B'Sheila, and therefore you're saying that Tam Kol Dehu matters? So says the Gemara, because Chiddushu, because the whole concept of Zerah B'Sheila relies on the Chiddush, and that is that you're being Mevatel Nisr L'Chachila, that you are taking the Zerah B'Sheila, which is something that's only Mutter for Kohanim, and it's also for Zarin, and you are cooking it together with or the whole rest of the El Hanazir. Why are you allowed to do that? Enochinami becomes Batel, but it only becomes, normally when things become Batel, that's a B'dieved, that's if it happened, if there was a Tarovas, if two things were accidentally cooked together, it becomes Batel. You're not allowed to do that on purpose, so by Zerah B'Sheila, you are allowed to do that on purpose. So we cannot learn the rules of what kind of time is problematic and what kind of time is not problematic from Zerah B'Sheila, because the whole concept of Zerah B'Sheila is a Chiddush. So says Gemara, oh yeah, if the whole thing is a Chiddush, then we go back to the beginning of our sugya. Why do we even bring up Zerah B'Sheila over here? Because we thought that Zerah B'Sheila is the basis for the entire concept of Bittel B'Shishim. Well, if the whole thing of Zerah B'Sheila is a Chiddush, how could it be the basis of the entire concept of Bittel B'Shishim? Iyachid lemeya B'Shishim nami l'ligmar. We shouldn't use Zerah B'Sheila as the basis from which to learn that by Chulin, by most Isurim, you have a Bittel B'Shishim or a Bittel B'Meya. Zerah B'Sheila is a Chiddush. I can't learn from that. So says Mara, Atva nan l'kula kagamrinan. You think you're learning a Kula from Zerah B'Sheila? L'chumra kagamrinan. I'm learning a Chumra that you need Bittel B'Shishim or that you need Bittel B'Meya. Because had I not had the paradigm of Zerah B'Sheila, what would I have said about a Taroves that involves Isser, that involves Chulin? D'midoraisa beruba batel. I would have said it's batel berov. Zerah B'Sheila is telling me, Chumra, that Bittel berov doesn't work, that I need more. How much more? Shishim, Meya. Okay, that was the machlokas we had yesterday, whether it's Shishim or Meya. But a lot more than a rove. So what the Gemara seems to be saying at the end of the day, that the Zerah B'Sheila is a paradigm from which we learn that there's a concept of Bittel B'Shishim or Bittel B'Meya. What is the special heter that Zerah B'Sheila has that makes it unique, that makes it an exception? That's specific in the world of Kachim. That in the world of Kachim, the concept that you can rely on Bittel Tam, B'Shishim, or B'Meya is unique. Because in Kachim, normally, even a Tam Kol Dehu is going to Aser, but that uniqueness is not at all unique for Shari Surim. It's only unique in the world of Kachim. By Shari Surim, that's exactly the rule that we learn to Shari Surim, that it becomes Batel B'Shishim or that it becomes Batel B'Meya. That is all how Rashi learns the Gemara. Tosfos has a drastically different interpretation of the entire sugya. We're not going to get into that, but that is this whole concept of Tam Kol Dehu and the whole things about Tam Kicker. That is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Ravina Amar, a third approach. Again, we had said in the Braisa that Zerah B'Sheila has a special heter that doesn't apply anywhere else. So what is that special heter? So the first one we said was maybe that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Min B'Mino Einu Batel, by Zerah B'Sheila it is Batel. Second one we said is that even though normally by Kachim Etam Kol Dehu Asers, by Zerah B'Sheila it doesn't Aser. Ravina Amar, third possibility. Lo Nitzrucha Elu L'Makom Chatoch. That the Braisa is telling me that the place where you cut off that zroa from the ayil, meaning the rest of the ayil is mutter for a non-kohen, that zroa is usher for a non-kohen. What about the very spot where you cut it? So is that going to be usher? Is that going to be mutter? Da amar makom chatoch bialma usher. Because we had a sugya back on Daf Samaches that whenever you separate a heter from an iser, the place where you slice it, the place where you cut it, remains usher ba'achila. Right? We had about the hotzi ubar as yado. So the heter of the shechita of the mother only applies to what's still inside. It doesn't apply to what's outside. What about when you cut off the arm on the makom achatach? So normally makom achatach is aser v'hach ashari, but by Zerah B'Sheila the makom achatach is mutter for a zar to eat. So that's what we don't learn from Zerah B'Sheila to Shari Surim. That's what we say Zerah B'Sheila is a unique heter, unique kula. But as far as the sheer bittel, that I do learn Tishari Surim, that I will say that just like Zohar B'Shel is batal either B'Shishim or B'Meya, so Tishari Surim are batal either B'Shishim or B'Meya. So says Gemara, let's talk a little bit about this Bittel B'Meya concept. It's an unfamiliar concept to us, so let's analyze whether it's true. Yasser Rav Dimi V'Kamer L'Lahash Maita. Rav Dimi was saying in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Yev Yitzchak that all Yisurim Shabbatorah are batal B'Meya, right? He was saying over this teaching that it's not Shishim, that Meya is the magic number. So I'm like, Abaye says to Rav Dimi, V'kol Yisurim Shabbatorah B'Meya? Is that true? That all Yisurim Shabbatorah, you need Meya? You need 100 times to be Mevatel? V'hatnan, but don't we have a Mishnah Meseches Orla that tells us? Lama Amru, why do Chazal say, Midrabanan, that kol hamechametz, that anything that causes a dough to rise, meaning anytime you have a truma yeast that will cause a chulin dough to rise, umetabel, or let's say you have a chulin dish and you spice it with truma spices. Truma obviously can only be eaten by kohanim, and chulin can be eaten by anybody. So you have a bread that was made only because it was truma yeast that contributed to its rising. You have a dish that was flavored by truma flavors, by truma spices, umidameya, or you mix in and you cook chulin and truma together. When do we say lahachmir, that we should be machmir on such a taroves? So the Mishnah says, well, min bimino, when it's min bimino, when it's chulin, that's the same min as the truma, then we are always going to be machmir. And lahakel ula hachmir min b'she'eno mino. If it's two unlike kinds, that the spicing was different than the food in the pot, the yeast was different than the rest of the dough, whatever, when it's min b'she'eno mino, then sometimes it's a kula, sometimes it's a chumra. So far we haven't really learned anything, because that was way too cryptic to understand what any of that's about. But somehow from this price, we're going to see that there's some issue with saying that things become bottled B'meya. So how do we see the Katani Seifa? The Seifa of the Mishnah, not a Braisa, the Seifa of the Mishnah elaborates on what on these cryptic lines. That when it's min b'mino, it's lahachmir. When it's min b'sheinu mino, it's sometimes lahakel, sometimes lahachmir. What does that mean? So lahakel lahachmir min b'sheinu mino ketzad. What do we mean that when it's a mixture of min b'sheinu mino, that it's kind of lahakel and kind of lahachmir? So the Mishnah explains that if you have greasin, shenispashal ma'adashim, let's say you have truma greasin, truma beans, that get mixed in with chulin lentils. So those are min b'sheino mino, they're two different things, greasin and adashim. So im yeshba menasin tam, if the greasin give tam into the adashim, bein yeshba malus b'meya ve'echad, whether you have enough adashim to be mevatel it meya ve'echad times against the greasin, beinein behem lahalas meya ve'echad, or whether you don't have 101 to one ratio, asr, the whole thing's going to be asr, because tam, there's tam, meaning if it's no same tam, then I don't care what your ratios are. When it's no same tam, the whole thing is going to have the status of truma, and that's a case where we say lahachmir by min b'sheinu mino. But let's say it doesn't give any tam, the grisim give no tam into the adashim, well then, bein sheyesh ben lalos me'avechon, bein ein ben lalos me'avechon, mutter. Meaning, essentially, when it comes to min b'shein omino, I don't care about ratios. When it comes to min b'shein omino, what I'm interested in is tam. That's what I'm looking at. Did it give tam or did it not give tam when it comes to min b'shein omino? But ein behen lalos be'me'avechon, ela b'mai, lav b'shishim. So, well, wait a second. Is it saying I don't care about ratios? Maybe what it's saying is, I don't care about the 101 to 1 ratio. That's what I'm not interested in. You're still going to need some ratio. So what's that ratio? Must be that it's shishim, that you need shishim of chulin, can I get the truma? So maybe we should learn from there to call Yisrim Shabbatara, that whenever the iser is not no same tam in the heter, it becomes batal b'shishim, and you don't need to be mevatal b'meya. So essentially what we're saying is that we had a machlokas yesterday. What do I learn from Zohar B'Shelah? Do I learn that there's a concept in Kol HaTorah called Bittul B'Shishim? Or do I learn that there's a concept in Kol HaTorah Kula called Bittul B'Meya? So we're now questioning the Shita that holds Bittul B'Meya. And we're saying, look at this Mishnah in Orla. The Mishnah in Orla is telling me that if the Truma does not give any time into the chulin, you don't need Bittul B'Meya. What does that mean, you don't need Bittul B'Meya? That all you need is bitul b'shishim. So we see that there's such a concept of shishim in Kol HaTorah Kula, and not such a concept of Meya. Now, Tosfos raises the question, how could you learn from here to Kol HaTorah Kula that it's bitul b'shishim? Over here we're talking about that a Kohen tasted the Tarovas and is able to verify that there's that it all tastes like the Chulin item, that it doesn't taste, meaning a Yisrael wouldn't be able to risk it by tasting it, but a Kohen tastes it and he says, no, you can't taste the Truma in here at all. And in such a case, it could be batel, even the Truma could be batel, even in less than Shishim, if the Kohen tastes it. So it's not necessarily that it's Shishim versus Meh, but it could be that in a case where you're not able to be bodik the Taroves, maybe you takat need Meh of Echad Keneged the Yisr, right? Meaning this doesn't tell you anything, because this is such a unique type of Yisr, because it's not also for everybody. So someone's able to taste it. So if you have the ability of someone being able to taste it, maybe that's why we have a special kula, that you don't need Meh of Echad. So Tosfos suggests that the Gemara is medayik from the fact that the Mishnah was ma'arich in its lashon. It could have written in the Sefer, Ein behem benosin tam mutter, but it says, Bein yesh behen lalos b'meh ve'echad, Bein ein behen lalos b'meh ve'echad. It must be telling me that b'pachas b'meh ve'echad, there is another shear that you're going to require. That if in a chinam, you don't need meh ve'echad, but by the fact that it was marich to say whether it has the meh ve'echad or doesn't have the meh ve'echad, it means that there's another rung down. There's something below the meh ve'echad that you still need, and that's shishim. So the Gemara is saying, don't you see from here, from this Mishnah, that there's a concept of shishim and not a concept of Meya. So says Mar Lo Bimeya, meaning the Mishnah said that it's not Meya Ve'echad, but maybe you do need Meya, that even if the Chulin doesn't have Meya Ve'echad connected to the Truma, it's a 100-to-1 ratio, not a 101-to-1 ratio. Nevertheless, the Truma is going to be batel. So says Mar Vahami Duresha Bimeya Havi Sefer Bishishim. But from the fact that the Resha of the Mishnah, where it spoke about a bitl of min b'mino, we said that it's enough to have 100 of chulin connected the truma. When the truma doesn't give tam into the chulin, doesn't that tell me that the seifa is something even less than that? Where it's min b'sheino mino, the kula that you have in the seifa is that even less than that, that it's shishim. And that's the whole difference between them. Because the Mishnah says that that by min b'mino, there's a chumrah that we're machmir by min b'mino more than min b'sheino mino. How so? What's the chumrah by min b'mino more than min b'sheino mino? That in min b'mino you need 100, and min b'sheino mino is shishim. So again, we're back on the kasha. Then how can you say that bittul is 100 if that's only true by min b'mino? The Katani Resha, where did the Resha say that the number is 100? Lahachmir min b'mino ketzad. The Resha said, what do we mean when we say that we're machmir and min b'mino, that by min b'mino there is no kula, it's just lahachmir, that you have sor shel chitin. Let's say you have a sa'or of you have yeast that is truma, that's from wheat, shenafa li isas chitin, that falls into a dough that's likewise of wheat, a chulin dough that's likewise wheat, v'yesh bo k'dei l'chametz, and it has enough to make an impact and to be mechametz the isa, bein yesh bo k'dei l'halos b'mei ve'echad, whether you have enough to be mevatelit, that there's mei ve'echad k'neged the truma, bein ein bo k'dei l'halos b'mei ve'echad, or it doesn't have enough to be mevatelit aser, because it's the sa'ar is no same time in the isa. And the reason it's not a battle is, and it's usher, and the tam does not become a battle. Ein bol halos me bechad. If the sor does not have enough to be battle me bechad, bein shvush k'dei l'chametz bein ein bol k'dei l'chametz usher. Then whether it's able to cause chimutz or not, it's usher. Meaning, in order to be mevatel the chometz of truma in this dough, you need two criteria to be met. Number one, it has to not give any tam into the dough. And number two is you need mei ve'echad k'neged the sa'ar of truma. So it turns out that even when the sa'ar is not nosing tam into the dough, you still need mei ve'echad k'neged dough. And that's the special chumrah of min b'mino. Because had it been a tarov as a min b'sheino mino, you don't need meiv ve'echad k'neged the truma if it's not no same time. So Abaye holds that what the Mishnah means to say is that if the sa'or does not have the power to be mechametz the isa, it's enough by chulin to have meiv k'neged the truma. And when you're metzarif the one of the truma, it's called the tarovus of meiv ve'echad, and the isa is going to be batal. So therefore, Abaye is asking Rav Dimi, according to you, that even the safest talking about a tarovus of min b'sheino mino, the truma is only going to be batal in meya of chulin, reisha v'seifa b'meya. Both the reisha that's talking about a tarovus of min b'mino and the seifa that's talking about a tarovus of min b'sheino mino, they're both going to require meya of chulin k'nega the truma. So in what way is the tarovus of min b'mino more chamer than a tarovus of min b'sheino mino if they both require meya? So it must be that they don't both require meya. The reisha where it's talking about min b'mino, that's where you need meya in the chulin k'nega the truma. The seifa that's talking about a tarovus of min b'sheino mino, that you don't need meya. That you're only going to need shishim. Ah, so we see apparently when it comes to kalisurim shabbat Torah, shishim is all you need and not meya. So again, we're challenging the opinion that we learned yesterday that said that bittul happens in kol haTorah kula b'meya. Over here you see, no it doesn't. By min b'mino we said you require meya. By min b'sheino mino, apparently you only require a shishim. So it says more, lo, reisha b'meya v'chad seifa b'meya. All we need to establish is that the seifa is a little more kal than the reisha. That in the tarovus of min b'mino were more machmir, min b'sheino mino were more mekel. So we assumed, oh, the reisha was talking about a 100-to-1 ratio. And therefore, in the seifa, I need to be more mekel. So the next one down is a 60-to-1 ratio. Maybe not. Maybe the reisha is talking about a 101-to-1 ratio, and the seifa is talking about a 100-to-1 ratio. And that's why in that sense, tarovus min b'mino is ever so slightly more chamur than min b'sheino mino. Not way more chamur, ever so slightly more chamur, because the difference between 101-to-1 ratio versus a 100-to-1 ratio. Now Abaye goes back and challenges Rav Dimi, and he says, according to you, the reisha is talking about a case where you have 101 units of chulin, connected one unit of truma, and even then it's only gonna be mevatel the truma if the truma doesn't have the power of chimutz, if the truma is not able to cause chimutz to the dough. Even if it does have the power of chimutz, shouldn't it be batel b'meya ve'echad? Meaning, when is there anything that when there's meya ve'echad kinegdo is still gonna give tam into the tarot? So Ishtik, Rav Dimi was quiet. He didn't know how to answer that question. So Amalei, so Abaye said back to Rav Dimi, I'll tell you how to answer it. Dilma shiny sar de chimutzu kasha. Maybe sa'ar is different than other nosne tam because it's really strong. And sometimes it taka is nosne tam even when there's mea vecha kenegdo. Meaning there are certain things that are extremely flavorful and impactful. So maybe sa'ar is such a thing. And therefore, even though there's 101 against it, it's still going to have that capacity to be nosne tam. Amalei, so Rav Dimi said back to Abaye, ah, at kartem milso dam Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Now you reminded me of a halacha that Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina taught, the lo kala shiurim shavin. He said that this very concept, that not all the shiurim of nosin tam are the same in the taroves, sharitzir, and he gave a good example. You have fish brine, the juices of a non-kosher fish. Shiuro karov l'masayim. 101 is not enough for fish brine. It's so powerful, it's so pungent, that you need karov l'masayim to be mevatel the tam. It's not like other Yisurim Shabbat Torah. Ditznan, because the Mishnah Maseches Shumos tells us, dag tameh, if you have a non-kosher fish, tziro aser, Rabbi Yudah Omer, revius pisasayim. What do you mean the tzir is going to be aser in taroves? How much? Even a revius of the tzir of a non-kosher fish in two se'in of the tzir of kosher fish is going to aser the entire taroves. But if it's less than a revius pisasayim, then it's going to be moter. How much is sasayim? It's close to 200 times a revius. So you see that not all the shiurim are the same, that there are some yisurim that are nosin tam even in a large amount of heter, and therefore maybe the same is true by sa'ar, that it's able to be nosin tam even in a dough that has meya ve'echad kinegdo. So I asked the Gemara, how can it be that Rabbi Yudah holds that a tzir of a dag tameh is batel in tzir of dagim tahorim? V'amar Rabbi Yudah min v'mino lebatel. Rabbi Yudah is the one that teaches us min v'mino is never batel. So how can tzir ever be batel in tzir? Tells us is bothered. Why doesn't the Gemara just give the answer it always gives? Hadidei hadarabe. That one time he's saying his own shita, one time he's saying his Rebbe's Shita. So Tosfos says, yeah, because we have a better answer, meaning Hadi Dei Hadi Rabbi. I mean, normally when someone's quoting his Rebbe, we assume he's falling in line with his Rebbe. So we don't like to say, yeah, this is what his Rebbe holds, but he doesn't agree with his Rebbe. It's only a last resort that we say that we say something like that. So what is the answer? How come Rebbe Yehuda holds that tzir can become batel in other tzir? I thought min b'mino einu batel shiny tzir dezei bialnahu. Tzir is different because it's not part of the actual flesh of the non-kosher fish. It's moisture that comes out of the non-kosher fish, and the way Tosfos learns it, and therefore it's only asa midrabanan. And when Rebbe Yehuda says min b'mino zeinu batel, that means when you have yisurim d'oraisa min b'mino zeinu batel, but yisurim d'rabanan min b'mino will become batel. That's the way Tosfos learns it. Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah and Daf Mem writes that tzir of non-kosher fish is taka asur min haTorah, that it's not an issur d'rabanan. So it learns very differently than Tosfos over here, right? Tosfos over here says in Dibra Maschil Shaini that what makes it what the Gemara's whole point by saying that it's zeya ba'alma is to say that it's only mid'rabanan. Tosfos Avodah Zarah says no, zeya ba'alma is asur mid'oraisa, and the Ramban also says that it's that Shaini tzir zeya ba'alma who does not mean that it's asur mid'rabanan. It means it's asur min haTorah, but we're not machmir to say that it's min b'mino, it's going to be asur b'mashu, because the whole isra of min b'mino b'mashu is a chiddush. So we only say it on the guf ha-isr, not on the zeya that's yotze min ha-isr. Meaning, it's not just that we have two levels. We have daraisa and drabanan. We have daraisa, which is the guf ha-isr. Then we have kala yotze min ha-asr is also asr, but it's not the actual guf ha-isr. It's asr mi daraisa, but it's not it. It's not the thing. So then we're not going to apply the chumra of min b'mino in a batal to something like that. So the Rashba learns like Tosfos learns over here that it's midrabanan, and that's why we don't say min b'mino einu batal. And the Rashba writes because Rabbi Yehuda's whole din, the whole chumra of min b'mino einu batal, doesn't apply to drabanans. So the Ritva points out that he says yesh rotzim, there are those that want to say that this is a klal that Rabbi Yehuda, whenever he says min b'mino is b'mashu, that's only on isurim d'oraisa and it's not on isurim drabanan. So he says, no, you can't prove that from tzir. Tzir is an isur garua because it's only zeya. Maybe on stronger yisurim derabanan, Rabbi Yehuda would taka say min b'mino zeinu batel. But on a weak derabanan, that's where Rabbi Yehuda is not going to say min b'mino zeinu batel. Okay, but so, be that as it may, tzir is an exception to the normal rule of min b'mino zeinu batel. So ketzad misharinan. So we said, how do you measure the impact of the gid and whether it actually is nosein tam? You treat it like basar in lefes, we said in the Mishnah. Some of Hunuk Basar Barashe Lefasos, like the Rashe Lefasos, like the leaves of the Lefas. So Masnis, in our Mishnah that holds that Gira Nasha is Nosing Tam in a Tavshil, is Dulo Kaitana, is against the following Brisa. Meaning our Mishnah said that he had a Gira Nasha that was cooked with other things. So now you have to measure, is there Shishim Keneged, so that the Gid didn't give any time? And then you have to take out, if you can identify the Gid, you need to remove it, right? But we're assuming that the Gid is able to impart flavor into whatever it was cooked with, and therefore is going to asur it if you don't have enough of a ratio of heter to isur. So that's against the following Tana. The Tanya, Rabbi Shlomo Zosh, Rabbi Yochanan Broko Omer, ain't begidim no sin tam. He says, we paskin, ain't begidim no sin tam. Gira nasha is simply not no sin tam into anything, and therefore you can cook it as much as you want with other things. As long as you can remove it afterwards, the other things are not going to be asur. Ha'udas, a story related to this, Ha'udas, Rabbi Chanina, someone came to Rabbi Chanina to ask him about a gira nasha that was cooked in his chalent. Savi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida Abava, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvida was waiting at Rabbi Chanina's door. Kinafak, when that guy left, asking the shayla, so Amrle, Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina, who was standing by the door, said to the guy who just left, "My Amalach, no, what did he paskin for you? You came and you asked him a shayla about a gira nasha that was cooked. What did he say?" So Amrle, Shayne Alei, he was matir. I get to have my chalent the Shabbos. So Amrle, so Rabbi Yehuda bar Zvina said to him, "Hadar I little kamei." Go back in and ask him again. He probably didn't understand your question. Meaning, something doesn't smell right over here. So go back in and ask the question again. So the guy said, okay. So he went back in. So Amar Rabbi Chanina said to him, "Man, hide to come inside. Who's the guy outside that's causing me? That's causing me all this trouble. That's trying to cause me problems. Zil emelin the man diyosav above. Go tell whoever's outside that keeps sending you back in that ain't begidim no sin tam. That we paskin that gid anasha doesn't give tam into other things, and therefore the challenge is going to be mutter, even though gid anasha had had been cooking in that shalit the whole time. Kiyasul kamed Rabbi Ami, when they came to Rabbi Ami to ask him about a gira nosha that was cooked in a tavshil, so mishadul kamei the Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chaluf, he would send every shoel about this issue to Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chaluf, Dumori Bala Teira, because he knew that Rabbi Yitzchak ben Chaluf was makel about this, Mishum Rabbi Shub ben Levi, in the name of Rabbi Shub ben Levi, Vilei Lo Svirli. But Rabbi Ami didn't hold that way, so he didn't want to paskin it, meaning he knew what he held. He knew that he held the Yesh Vigim Nelson time. So if you can ask me your Shaila, I know what the answer is going to be. Sometimes the rabbi has said that. Someone that comes to ask a Shaila, say, are you sure you want to ask me that Shaila? Right? So he said, go to so and so, you may get an answer that's more along the lines of what you're looking for. So it says more of a hilchasa ain't begidin real sin time, and the halacha is ain't begidin real sin time, and that's whether it's mispashal betavshal shal heter or whether it's nimlach or nitzla betaroves of heter. We just throw out the gid, and the whole rest of the taroves is going to be mutter ba'achila. But that's only when it comes to the gid anasha itself. Remember, we still have to account for the shumana gid. The shumana gid is going to be aser, and it certainly is no sin time. So that's a machlok. That's Rashi and Tosfos. Do you say that the whole Tarovus becomes Asr on account of the Shuman Agid, or do you say, well, if the Gid can't Asr, then the Shuman Agid is not going to Asr either? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the two dots at the bottom. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.